book of Acts.
请我们一同翻到《使徒行传》。
13,
第十三章
verse 22,
第二十二节
Acts chapter 13, verse 22,
使徒行传第十三章第二十二节
We will read just the last sentence.
我们只读最后的一句
I have found David.The son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who shall do all my will.
使徒行传第十三章第二十二节下半段，我寻着耶西的儿子大卫，他是合乎我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们一同再有一点的祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we want to thank you for gathering us together this afternoon.
我们要谢谢你今天下午把我们召集在这里。
We know that we are in thy presence.
我们知道你是与我们同在。
Because we are gathered unto thy name.
因为我们是在你的名底下来聚集的。
We pray that I will remove any veil that they may be.That may be upon our heart.
我们愿意你除去我们心里面所有的拍子。
That we may truly see thee face to face.
叫我们正式与你面对面的来相见。
We pray that thou wilt speak to our hearts.
我们祷告说你要请你向我们的心里来讲话。
That we may hear thy voice.
叫好叫我们听见你的声音。
And be transformed.
而叫我们能够改变。
We give thee all the glory.
我们把所有的荣耀都归给你。
In the name of our dear Lord Jesus Christ.
奉我们亲爱的主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I do thank the Lord for giving me another opportunity of seeing you, dear brothers and sisters.
我感谢主把再把一次有的机会给我让我们与众弟兄姊妹们相会
The burden that the Lord has put upon my heart is on David
主把一个负担放在我心里这个负担就是大卫
We know that David's life is very rich and very full
我们都知道大卫的一生是非常的丰富是非常的完全的
It is impossible to cover his whole life within two sessions.
我们没有办法用两次的聚会来讲到大卫的一生。
His life is multicolored.
他的一生是充满了色彩的。
He is a shepherd.
他是一个牧羊人。
He is also a fugitive.
他也是一个逃难的人。
And he also is a king.
他也是一个王。
In the Bible, in a sense, he is a type of Christ.
圣经里面刚讲到大卫的时候，就是预表基督。
The son of David, but greater than David.
他是这就是说大卫的子孙，他是比大卫还要更大。
At the same time, we find in the life of David.
同时我们在大卫的一生的里面
We can find the principles governing the making of a king
我们也发现了一些就是能够成为一个王的一些的基本的原则
We know that we as believers
你知道我们信主的人
God has made us both priests and kings
主已经把我们变成一个祭司，也是一个王。
We are not only priests unto God, but we are also kings unto God.
在神的面前，我们不但是祭司，我们也是一个王。
And the making of a king we can find all the principles in the life of David.
要成为一个王，我们在大卫的一生里面，我们能够找到一个原则。
But for our time together,
但是因着我们聚集在这里的一段的时间，
we will just use the witness of God concerning the life of David.
我们单单的来看神为大卫所说的见证。
Because we find in Acts chapter 13,
我们在使徒行传十三章的里面，我们看见
the Holy Spirit bears witness to David.
圣灵在这里为大卫做见证。
And said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do my will.
说我寻着耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
So this afternoon we will consider together David, a man after God's heart.
所以今天下午我们一同要来思想，就是大卫这个合乎神心意的人。
And God willing, next morning we will speak on who shall do all my will.
假如主愿意的话，明天早上我们会讲到遵行我的旨意。
We know when God created man.
我们都知道当神创造人的时候，
He created man in his own image according to his likeness.
他是按照他的形象来造人的。
Now we want to ask this question.
我们就会问这个问题。
Why is it?
为什么？
That out of all the creation of God,
在神所有的创造的里面，
that God should create man in his own image and after his likeness.
神要创造的人是照着他的形象来造的。
There must be a reason for that.
这个一定有一个原因。
After God created heaven and the earth,
当神创造了天地以后，
and all the things in heaven and on earth,
和其中所有他所创造的创造之物。
Now all these created things manifest the glory of God.
这些受造的都是要来彰显神的荣耀。
But in all these created things,
但在所有被造的里面，
God could not find anything or anyone that would really answer to his heart.
神没有办法找到一样的一个东西或者一个人或者一个的造物是合乎他自己心意的。
Because all these are created by his hands.
因为这些都是他用手来亲自造的。
All these manifest his glory.
这个一切就彰显他的荣耀。
But these things do not have the life of God.
但是这些的东西没有神的生命。
They are his works.
这些都是他的手造出来的。
And because all these things,
就是因着这些所有被造的，
however magnificent they are,
无论他们是多么的荣耀，
they can only manifest the glory of God.
他们只能够反照彰显神的荣耀。
But they cannot really enter into the heart of God.
他们没有办法进到神的心里面。
And because of that,
就是因此这个原因，
God created man in his own image according to his likeness.
神就按照他的形象，按照他的样式来造了人。
That he may find someone that he created.
好像在他所有受造的里面，他能够寻到一个人。
That can respond to him.
能够对他有反应。
That can answer his own heart.
能够对着他心里面的需要有反应。
So from the very beginning of the creation of man,
所以在神创造人最先的时候，
He wants to have man to be a being after his heart.
他要人成为一个被造之物是按照他的心意来做的。
He created man with a spirit.
他 他造了人，把一个的灵放在里面。
Because God is spirit.
因为神是个灵。
So he created man with a spirit.
所以他就造了一个人是有灵的人。
That he may communicate with God.
好像他能够与神有交通。
He created man with a heart.
他也造了一个人有一个心。
That can know God and also to love God.
好像他能够认识神，也能够来爱神。
And he created man also with a body.
他也造了人有一个身体。
That can carry out the will of God.
这个身体能够来成就神的旨意。
So in man, you'll find he has a being that can answer to his own heart.
所以在人的里面，你就发现神能够找到一个他所受造的造物是能够合他心意的。
And after he created man,
他造完了人以后
，he put man in the garden of Eden.
他就把人放在伊甸园的里面。
It is a garden of pleasure.
一个是一个很有享受的一个的园子。
And God planted all fruitful trees.
神就在院子里面种了许多的果树。
And God told man that he could eat any fruit of the tree.
神也告诉人，他可以吃院子里面所有的果实。
But in the midst of the garden,
但是在院子的当中
，he planted the tree of life.
他种了一棵生命树。
In other words,
换一句话来讲
，God is suggesting, as it were, to man.
神就在向人来做一个提议。
Because anything that is in the center is something that will attract your attention.
因为任何的东西，假如是在中心的，就会吸引到你的注意力。
So it is that God is hinting to man.
所以神就在这里用提示来告诉人。
Every tree in the garden you can eat.
每一棵树在院子里的果子你都可以吃。
Except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
除了那一棵分别善恶树，你不可以吃。
And evidently, the tree of the good and evil, knowledge of good and evil, stands by the side of the tree of life.
那一棵的分别善恶树就在生命树的旁边。
So you find that God said you can eat all the fruit of the trees.
所以你发现说，神下人说，你可以吃所有果实的果子
，except this tree of the knowledge of good and evil。
除了那一棵分别善恶树的果子，你不可以吃。
That will certainly attract the attention of man to eat the fruit of the tree of life。
你想这样，神这样说，一定吸引到人，他要来吃这个生命树的果子。
Because God's purpose is。
因为神的心意就是
after man is created in his image after his likeness
当他造了人按照他的样式他的形象来造了以后
man has the capacity to receive God's own divine life
人就有了一个有一个能力来接受神那一个神圣的生命
you know the heaven is magnificent. But the heaven does not have the capacity to receive God's life. Even the angels,
甚至天使,
they are not created with that capacity.
他们没有, 被造到一个地步, 有这个的能力。
And all the animals upon this earth,
所有, 在地上的所有的动物,
they do not have that capacity.
他们没有一个这个能力。
Only man being created in his own image,
只有人是按照他的形象来造的,
has that ability, that capacity to receive God's life into them.
才有这个的能力来接受神的生命。
And that is God's intention.
这个就是神心意里面要做的事。
That man will receive his own life.
能叫人能够接受他是他的生命。
And with the same life, man can really be that man.After his heart.
有了神的生命，这个人就能够成为一个合乎他心意的人。
That will be heart to heart.
这样就可以心对心。
So that is God's original purpose in the creation of man.
这个就是神原意做人的那个的定义。
In other words, this is why you and I are being created.
换一句话说，就是因为这个缘故，你跟我被造了出来。
We are created to be man and woman, women of God's heart.
我们是被造成一个男的或者女的人，来要来合乎神自己的心意。
But I believe we all know the story.
但是我相信我们都知道这个故事。
When man and woman were placed in the Garden of Eden,
当那个男人跟女人被放在伊甸园里面的时候，
instead of taking the fruit of the tree of life,
他们不但没有失去去吃那个生命树的果实，
they took the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
反而却吃了果，在那个分别善恶树的果实。
They rebel against God's command.
他们反叛了神的命令。
They sin.
他们犯罪得罪了。
And because of this, man was lost to God.
因为这个人就在神来说是已经失去了。
What God has originally purpose for man was lost.
所以神造人原来的意思就已经失去了。
But thank God, He did not give up man.
但是感谢神，他没有因此这个原因就放弃了人。
We find how God came into the garden.
我们发现说神就来到伊甸园的里面。
And He said, Adam, where are you?
他就说亚当你在哪里？
God began to seek after man.
神就来寻找人。
And he began to work to restore man to his original purpose.
他就开始做那个恢复人，恢复的工作，要叫人回归到他本来造人的目的。
So throughout the time,
所以经过了历史历代，
God is doing this work.
神就一直在做这个工。
He is trying to recover man to his original idea.
他要来把人恢复到他原来造人的旨意。
That we may be men and women of God's heart.
好叫我们成为男的女的，合乎他心意的人。
And throughout the centuries,
在历史历代以来，
He is searching, trying to find that man or that woman.
他就在那里找那个男的或者女的人。
So here you find a man.
所以在这里你看见有一个人。
Whose name was David.
他的名字叫大卫。
And God said, I have found David.
神说我找到了大卫。
The son of Jesse, a man after my heart.
是耶西的儿子，是合乎我心意的人。
Now with this introduction, we can go into the life of David.
我们就用了刚才的时间做了一点的介绍，现在我们就要来看大卫的一生。
The first mentioning of the name David,
第一次在圣经里面提到大卫这个名字，
is found in the book of Ruth.
是在路德记里面你能够找到的。
In the book of Ruth, in chapter 4,
在路德记第四章，
as you come to the end of that chapter,
就是当你来到那一章的圣经最后的一段的时候，
I think it is in verse 17 and verse 22.
我相信是在十七节跟第二十二节。
You find the name of David appeared.
你就发现大卫这个名字出现。
David is the son of Jesse.
大卫是耶西的儿子。
And Ruth is David's grandmother.
路德就是大卫的祖母。
David means the beloved.
大卫就是蒙爱的。
If you read 1 Samuel chapter 16,
假如你读撒母耳记上第十六章，
you know David is the eighth son of Jesse.
你知道大卫是耶西第八个儿子。
But when you come to 1 Chronicles chapter 2,
但是当你来到历代志上第二章的时候，
he is said to be the seventh son of Jesse.
那里却说他是耶西第七个儿子。
Most likely one of the sons had passed away.
很可能的有一个儿子就死掉了。
Now we know, if you are the youngest son in the family.
我们都知道，假如你是在你家里面，家里面兄弟当中最小的。
Usually you are the darling of the family.
通常你就最萌爱。
I think that is human nature.
我想这个是人的天性。
But strangely, you find in David's case is different.
但非常奇怪了，你发现大卫的例子却是不同。
He is the youngest son of the family.
虽然他是一个在家里面说最年轻的一个，最年幼的。
And yet his father neglected him.
然后他的父亲就轻看他。
And his brother.Despising.
他的兄弟们也对他常常有轻视。
This is very unnatural.
这个是非常不自然的。
So those who study the word of God,
所以那些研究圣经的人
they try to find out, is there any reason for that?
他们就要来找这个有没有一个原因呢？
So a man called Dean Stanley,
有一个人他的名字叫 Dean Stanley.
He began to offer an explanation.
他就提议一些的解释。
He said David actually is not born of the same mother.
他就提议说大卫不是跟他的兄弟一个母亲生的。
He and his seven brothers, they are half brothers.
他与他的其他的七个兄弟其实只是半个兄弟。
Actually, he said David was born by the wife of Nahash.
他说他大卫其实是 Nahash 的一个妻子所生的。
The wife of Nahash later on married to Jesse.
这个人的妻子后来就跟耶西结了婚。
So that's how David was born.
这样大卫就诞生了。
And furthermore,
还有呢
that seems to explain the reason why.There is such a great difference between David and his two sisters.
这个也解释了为什么大卫与他的两个的姐姐有很多的有不同。
Yeah, if you turn to First Chronicles, chapter 2.
假如我们一同来看历代志上第二章。
First Chronicles, chapter 2.
历代志上第二章。
Yeah, First Chronicles chapter 2, verse, maybe we read from verse 15.
或者我们从第十五节开始读。
David, the seventh.
第二章。
First Chronicles chapter 2.
Yeah.
First Chronicles chapter 2 verse 15.
历代志上第二章第十五节。
David the seventh and their sisters were Zuriah and Abigail, and the sons of Zuriah, Abisha and Joab and Asahi, three, and Abigail bore Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite.
历代志上第二章第十五节，大卫他们的姐妹是希鲁雅和亚比改，希鲁雅的儿子是亚比衰、约雅、亚瑟和其三人，亚比改生亚玛撒，亚玛撒的父亲是以色玛利人伊铁。
So you find the two sisters of David.
So you 看见大卫的姐姐们。
One sister was the mother of Joab, the captain of the host under David.
一个就是约亚的母亲，就是那个就是他做在大卫军队里面做领袖的那位约亚。
And the other sister was the mother of Amasa. You remember Amasa was the captain of the host under Saul's son.
另外一位的姐姐就是亚玛撒的母亲。亚玛撒就是一个军队里面做领队的，但是却是在扫罗的门手下的。
So you do find that the difference between the age of David and the two sisters are too great.
所以你就看见，大卫的年纪与他的两个姐姐是差得很远。
And so that may explain also why David was born by another mother.
所以这个也解释了可能大卫是另外一位母亲所生的。
But still, that do not really explain why David was despised by the father. I mean, looked down upon by the father and by his brothers.
但是无论如何，这个也没有办法解释了为什么大卫被他的父亲和他的兄弟们所轻视。
So there is some further explanation.
所以就要再还有一些的解释。
They try to find explanation in Psalms.
他们就在诗篇的里面要找一些的解释。
You know, in Psalms 51.
你知道在诗篇第五十一篇
verse 5.
第五节
Psalm 51 verse 5
诗篇第五十一篇第五节
David said, Behold, in iniquity was I brought forth, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
诗篇第五十一篇第五节我是在罪孽里生的在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪
So some will take this very literally.
So, 有一些人就把这一节的圣经就直接的来解释。
So say that David was really born in sin.
就说大卫是在罪里面生的。
His mother in sin conceived.
他的母亲因为犯了罪就有了大卫。
So there will be adultery involved.
所以这里就有了一些的淫乱的事情包括在里面。
So David was born out of order.
所以大卫是在一个不正常的关系里面生下来的。
And then some people find in Psalm 27 verse 10.
有一些人又解释说，在诗篇第二十七篇第十节。
For had my father and my mother forsaken me, then had Jehovah takes me up.
我的父母离弃了我，但是耶和华却收留了我。
In one version you find it is a had. In other words, suppose my father and my mother should forsake me.
在这里就有一方面就解释到说这个可以解释成我的父母离弃了我，耶和华却收留了我。
Yeah, if they forsake me.
假如他们离弃我的时候，耶和华却收留了我。
But there is another version. It says, "My father and my mother had forsaken me."
但是有另外的一本的版本说，我的父母实在是离弃了我。
But Jehovah has received me.
然后耶和华却收留了我。
So from all these.People began to think.
所以从这些的解释里面，人就会有产生了一个思想。
Maybe that is the reason why.
可能这个就是那个原因。
Even though David, he was the youngest son in the family.
虽然大卫是在家里面最年轻的一个的儿子。
He should be the darling of the family.
他应该是最萌爱的。
And because of these environments.
但是因着这些的环境。
The father neglected him and the brothers despised him.
这父亲就放弃了他，而他的兄弟们就轻视他。
Now, of course, we know this is not David's fault.
我们都知道这个不是大卫的过犯。
But we find that he was in a very adverse situation.
但是我们看见他在这个逆境的里面战胜了。
So the father just sent this youngest son to the field to watch a few sheep.
So, 父亲就把这个最年轻的儿子送到野地去看羊去。
But because of all these situations,
但因着不同的环境
，You know God moves in a mysterious way.
知道神是在很奇妙的当中来工作的。
His wonder to perform.
他就在这里做奇妙的事。
So David being in such an adverse situation,
大卫虽然是处在这样的逆境的里面
，In a sense, you find he is being shut up to God.
一方面你可以看见他，他是在这里，好像是对神是被关闭起来的。
Because he is being shut out from everything.
因为他对其他所有的环境里面，他就已经被关了，离开了那些东西。
So he was shut up to God.
所以他就在这里向着神，好像是关闭的。
So there he was in the wilderness, watching the sheep.
在那里，在旷野的里面，他就在看那些的羊。
And then in this natural environment.
然后在这个天然的环境里面
，He was being weaned, as it were, from man.
他就好像离开的人来被喂养。
And then he was alone with God.
他就单单的与神同在。
So at that time, you find he turned his whole heart towards God.
所以你发现他就整个心就向着神。
In the quietness of the wilderness, he communed with God.
在旷野的肃静的里面。他就与神有交通。
God became his only comfort.
神就成为他唯一的安慰。
And as he was communing with God,
当他这样与神有交通的时候，
he began to understand God's heart.
他就明白神的心意。
He knew that God's heart towards his own people is like his heart towards his family.
他知道神向着他的子民的心的心意，就好像他向着他自己的家人一样。
You know how he must long while he was in the wilderness after his father, after his brothers.
你知道他在旷野的时候，他的心何等的渴望能够看见他的父亲，看见他的兄弟们。
And yet they did not accept him.
然而他们却不接受他。
So David's heart was hurt.
所以大卫的心受了伤痛。
Then he began to understand God's heart.
然后这样他就明白神的心。
Because God's heart is towards his own people.
因为神的心是向着他的子民。
God wants to commune with his own people.
神愿意向他的子民一同有交通，有来
往。God wants to be close with his people.
神愿意亲近他的子民。
And yet, you know, at that time,
然而你知道在那个时候
How the children of Israel forgot God.
所有以色列人就忘记了神。
Because it was during that period.
因为就在那一段的时间的里面
We know the Ark of God was hidden in the fields of the woods.
你知道约柜是在那个旷野的里面被隐藏起来。
You remember?During Eli's day,
你记得在以利的那个时代
，because the children of Israel rebelled against God,
因为神的子民反叛了神
，and there was a battle between the Israel and the Philistines.
以色列人与非利士人征战的时候
，and when the Israelites were defeated,
当以色列人被打败
，well they said, let's bring the Ark of God to our midst.
他们就说让我们把神的约柜带到我们的当中
Because the Ark of God fought for the children of Israel before.
因为神的约柜以前曾经为神的子民来争做征战
You remember when they first entered into the promised land?
你记得当他们一开始进到应许之地的时候
The Ark of God led them into battle.
神的约柜带领他们进到战场的里面
and that's how Jericho was taken.
这样耶利哥城就被他们所征服了。
So the children of Israel said, let's get the ark.
所以那些以色列的子民就说，让我们去把约柜抬过来。
And yet they rebelled against God.
然后他们反叛了神。
They tried to depend upon something outwardly.
他们要用外面的依靠来依靠一些的东西
and God will not work with them
神这样不会来工作了
so even the Ark of God was taken into captivity
所以甚至约柜也被掳去
you know the Ark of God represents the presence of God
你知道约柜是代表神的同在
because of the sin of the children of Israel God left
因为神指明以色列指明所犯的罪神就离开了他们
allowed even his symbol to be taken by the Philistines
甚至允许他的约柜被敌人所掳去
but the ark could protect itself
但是约柜能够保护他的自己
so the children of Israel cannot protect the ark but the ark will protect itself.
虽然以色列民不能保护那个约柜，但是约柜能够保护自己。
So after 6 months, you remember that the Philistines were so troubled by the ark that they had to send back the ark.
你知道过了六个月，那些非利士人遭约柜的难受，他们就把约柜再送回去。
But when the ark came back,
但是当约柜回来的时候
，they put the ark in a hidden place.
他们就把约柜放在一个隐藏的地方。
In the house of Abinadab.
就在亚比拿达的家里面。
It's hidden in the forest.
是在树林的里面。
It is as if God has come back.
好像说神回来了。
But they didn't care.
但是他们不关心。
They did not inquire before the ark.
他们没有再来求问那个约柜这件事。
And even in the time of Saul.
甚至在扫罗的那一段时间
he was king for 40 years,
他做了以色列王四十年
and he never inquired before the ark of God.
他从来没有来到约柜的面前来向神求问
That shows that how the children of Israel forgot God completely.
就给我们看见以色列的子民把神完全忘记了
But David is a man after God's heart.
但是大卫是一个合乎神心意的人
He knew God's heart.
他知道神的心意。
How God's heart was longing for His people.
他知道神的心里面有一个渴望他自己的子民。
And he wanted to see the ark of God coming back among the children of Israel.
他就渴望看见神的约柜再一次回到神子民的当中。
So that's why the Bible said David is a man after God's heart.
所以圣经里面说大卫是合乎神心意的人。
His heart and God's heart.
因为他的心与神的心是合一的。
And among the children of Israel,
在所有以色列民的当中
God could only find this man is a man after his heart.
神只能够找到一个人就是这个人是合乎他心意的。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
we find that even today, God is doing the same thing.
我们发现神今天还是做同样的工作。
God is looking for a man after His heart.
神要找一个人是合乎他心意的。
You remember when God sent Samuel to anoint one of the sons of Jesse to be the future king?
你记得当神差派撒母耳要去膏耶西其中一个儿子做王的时候
，Jesse gathered his 7 sons, but he completely.Neglected the 8th one, David.
耶西召了他七个儿子一起回来，他完全的就忘记了完全的不理会大卫。
Because in Jesse's mind, this little boy will never be anointed by God as king.
因为在耶西的心里面，他想这个小的儿子永远不会受膏成为耶和华的王。
So in such an important occasion, he did not even call David back.
所以在这么一个重要的事情的里面，他竟然没有把大卫叫回家。
And then you remember how one son after another passed through Samuel.
你就记得一个一个的儿子在撒母耳面前经过。
And when the first son passed through Samuel,
当第一个儿子经过撒母耳面前的时候
he was a man of stature.
他是一个非常强壮的人。
So even Samuel said, "Now this must be the man."
甚至撒母耳以为说，这个大概就是那一个人。
Because when he anointed Saul, Saul was a man of stature.
因为当撒母耳膏扫罗的时候，扫罗是一个非常高大的人。
Saul was a head above all the other people.
扫罗比所有的人都高一个头。
So in a sense, you find even Samuel was being deceived.
所以你看见，甚至撒母耳也被这个外面的事情所欺骗了。
And Samuel, this must be the man.
所以撒母耳在心里说，这个大概就是了。
But God said no.
但是神说不是。
Do not look at his countenance and at his stature.
不要看他的外貌和他的身材。
Because man look at outward appearance.
因为人是看外貌。
But God.Look upon the heart.
但神是看内心。
So all the seven sons passed by.
所以七个儿子都从撒母耳面前经过。
And none was chosen by God.
没有一个是神所拣选的。
So Samuel said, "Is that all?"
撒母耳就问，这个是你所有的儿子吗？
And Jesse said, "There's another one in the field."
耶西说还有一个在旷野。
Samuel said, "Call him back."
撒母耳就说把他叫回来。
And when David came,
到大会回来了。
God said, "This is mine."
神就说这个就是。
This is the one I have chosen.
这个就是我所拣选的。
And Samuel anointed him.
然后撒母耳就告了他。
And David was filled with the Spirit of God.
大卫就充满了神的灵。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
you find that men always look at outward appearance.
你发现人从常常是看外貌的。
But outward appearance is very deceiving.
但外貌常常会叫我们受欺骗。
God does not look at outward appearance.
神不看外貌。
God does not look at whether you are a man or a woman of stature.
神不会看说一个男的或者女的你的身材有多高大。
God does not look at you how clever you are naturally.
神也不看你天然的有多有聪多聪明。
God does not look about how influential you are.
神也不看你，你究竟有多大的影响力。
Oh, how wealthy you are.
或者你有多有财富。
How much influence you have.
或者你有多少的影响力。
How talented you are.
或者你有多少的天才。
Oh, how dynamic you are.
或者你是那么的有能力。
God does not look at all these things.
神不看这些的东西。
The only thing that God look upon is our heart.
只有一样东西神所看的就是我们的心。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
You know our heart is the center of our spiritual being.
你知道我们的心就是我们灵的中心。
Now we are not talking about the physical heart.
我们不是讲那个我们肉身的那个心。
But our physical heart in a sense have the same kind of relationship.
但是我们肉身的那个心与我们身体也有同样的关系。
You know, in our whole body, our heart is the center of our physical being.
你知道在我们整个身体的里面我们心就是我们最当中的那部分。
If something happened to your heart, that's fatal.
假如你什么事情在你的心里面发生了，你可能就会失去你的生命。
Because all the blood will go through the heart.
因为你所有的血都是经过那个心的。
And life is in the blood.
生命就是在血的里面。
So even our physical heart is the center of our physical being.
所以我们肉身的那个心，也就是我们肉身的最当中之处。
If your heart is bad.Then you are danger. You are in danger.
假如你的心不健全的话，那你就生命就有危险。
I know that because I just experienced it.
我知道，因为我刚刚经过这个的有这样的经历。
But what we are talking about heart is the center of our spiritual being.
但是我们是讲到我们灵那个灵生命的那个当中最中心的一点。
Yeah, it is the center of our moral being, if we may put it that way.
或者我们可以说是我们那个道德的那个的中心。
Because you'll find in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23.
因为你知道在箴言第七章第四章第七节那里。
Chapter 4, verse 23.
第四章第二十三节。
He said, "Guard your heart above all things."
要保护你的心，胜过保护所有的一切。
Because out of it are the issues of life.
因为一切的生命的原则都是在哪里出来的。
So you find that our heart is so important.
所以看见我们的心是那么的重要。
It is the very center of our moral being.
就是我们整个人的最当中的那一点。
And out of it are the issues of life.
在那里，我们就会找到我们一生我们说生命里面所有的一切的问题。
And all that concerns our moral or spiritual life comes out of the heart.
所有我们道德的或者是在我们灵里面的生命的都是从我们心里出来的。
And you also remember our Lord Jesus while he was on earth.
你也记得当我们主耶稣在地的时候，
He talked about the heart.
他也讲到心。
You know, when some of the Pharisees,
你知道有一些巴利赛人，
they blasphemed the Holy Spirit.
他们就在那里违谤了圣灵。
So our Lord Jesus said,
然后我们主耶稣就讲，
fruit.
坏的树就结出坏的果实。
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
从我们的心里面，我们的口就讲出来了。
You know, whatever is in your heart,
你知道什么在你心里面，
it will eventually come out from your mouth.
始终就会在你的口里面就出来了。
And so you find that the Lord on another occasion,
所以你就看见有这个另外一方面。
You remember when the disciples of our Lord, they eat without washing their hands.
当门徒们他们吃饭的时候，没有洗手。
Now the Pharisees, said to the Lord,
巴利赛人就跟我们的主说，
How comes your disciples do not wash their hands before they eat?
怎么你的门徒在吃饭以前没有洗手？
They violate the teaching of the fathers.
他们违反了我们先祖的教训。
And our Lord Jesus said,
我们的主耶稣就讲，
He said, what goes in does not defile you, but what comes out will defile you.
怎么我们吃下去的不会玷污我们，乃是怎么出来的才会玷污我们。
And Peter later on asked the Lord, what do you mean by this parable?
彼得后来就问别说，你所讲的是什么意思呢？
And the Lord said, what you eat, what you take in, will eventually be passed out.
主耶稣就说，什么东西进去，就是你所吃的东西，会排出来。
But what comes out from you, from your heart,
但是从你的心里面出来的，
that defiles man.
这个就会玷污的人。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
we know that our heart is very very important.
你知道我们的心是非常重要的。
And the Bible says we need to guard our heart above all things.
圣经里面说我们要看守我们的心，胜过看守所有的一切。
Because it is so precious.
因为那个是这么的宝贵。
So you need to guard it, you need to keep it.
所以你要看守，你要保护。
You need to keep this heart in good condition.
你要保护这个心，让它在一个好的光景的里面。
Because if you do not do that, then you will find the issues that come out of it will be damaging.
因为不然的话，你就发现里面出来的就会有很多的伤害。
Now, brothers and sisters.Have we ever pay attention to our heart?
弟兄姊妹们，我们有没有注意到我们自己的心？
Probably we pay attention to our outward appearance.
恐怕我们常常是注意到我们身外的事。
We want to appear good.
我们要好像给人看作见是好的。
Then, but we often neglect our heart.
但是常常我们就忽略了我们的心。
But God looks upon the heart.
然而神却是看内心的。
He does not look upon our outward appearance.
他不看我们的外表。
He looks upon our heart.
他是看我们的内心。
And we need to guard our heart above all things.
所以我们要保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。
And yet strangely,
然而很奇怪的。
The Bible said,
圣经里面讲。
You find that in Jeremiah chapter 17.
在耶利米书第十七章
verses 9 and 10
第九跟第十节
there you find God said
在那里神这样讲
behold the heart is deceitful above all things and incurable
看那那个心是那么的诡诈而是也是甚至高过一切
he can even who knows it
谁能够明白呢?
In other words, the heart itself is so deceitful.
就是换句话说，那个心是那么的诡诈。
You know, after we have fallen into sin,
你知道，当我们犯罪堕落了以后
，this heart, that the heart becomes a very deceitful thing.
那个心就变成这么的诡诈。
And it is incurable.
而且是你没有办法能够医好的。
And no one can remedy his heart.
没有一个人能够把他的心重新回转的转好。
Not only you can do nothing to it.
不但你不能够做什么。
The Bible said, "Who knows it?"
圣经里面说，有谁认识呢
？You do not even know your own heart.
你根本就不认识你自己的心。
There is only one person who examines our heart and proves our reins.
只有一个人能够来测试我们的心。
And that is God.
这个就是神。
God is the only one who examines our heart, who proves our heart.
神是唯一能够来测试我们的心，也是印证我们的心的。
And thank God，
感谢神。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus，
当我们信了神主耶稣以后
，The Bible tells us，
圣经告诉我们
，That the blood of our Lord Jesus cleanses our heart from an evil conscience。
我们主耶稣基督的血把我们的心洗净了，叫我们脱离那一个叫我们的良心脱离了罪。
You know, before we believe in the Lord Jesus, we carry a guilty conscience.
你知道，当我们一信了主以后，
没有信，
还没有信主以前，我们有一个受控告的心。
Because the conscience of our heart accuses us.
因为我们的良心控告我们。
And yet, the blood of the Lord Jesus.Cleanses our heart from an evil conscience.
然后神的主耶稣的血就洗净了我们，叫我们脱离这个的控告。
And not only that, but when believing the Lord Jesus,
不然是这样，但我们信了主耶稣
，He gave us a new heart.
他给我们一个新的心。
Formerly our heart is a heart of stone.
从前我们的心是一个石心。
Very hard, very cold towards God.
非常硬非常冷的向着神。
There is no reaction to God.
向着神我没有反应了。
No feeling to God.
完全没有对神没有感觉。
But now He has given us a heart of flesh.
现在他把一个肉的心给我们。
A new heart.
一个新的心。
So with this new heart, we can love God.
有了这个新的心，我们就能够来爱神。
With this new heart, we can know God.
有了这个心，我们就能够来认识神。
And we can be men and women of God's heart.
我们就能够成为男的女的，是合乎神心意的。
But unfortunately,
但是很不幸的
，even though God has given us a new heart, a heart of flesh.
虽然神把了一个新的，就是肉造的心给了我们。
When you first believe in the Lord Jesus, you are very tender in your heart towards God.
你当你当你刚信主了以后，你的心是非常的像有敏感的。
Some people even experience whenever they mention about even the name of Jesus, they start to weep.
甚至有一些人当提到主耶稣名的时候，他们就会流下泪了。
Because you are given a new heart.
因为你有了一个新的心。
A heart of flesh.
是一个肉造的心。
You are very tender.
你向着神非常的有敏感。
But unfortunately, as days go by,
然后过了一段的日子
，our heart can gradually be hardened by the world, by sin, by our own flesh.
我们的心就受着因着我们的外面的世界或者我们自己我们的心就开始硬化起来。
And gradually, you'll find our heart.Become incurable.
慢慢的，你就发现我们的心再没有药可救。
We do not know our own heart.
我们不知道我们自己的心。
You know, our heart is hardened.
我们的心硬化起来了。
That is the reason.
这个就是这个原因。
You'll find David, his prayer.
你发现大卫的祷告。
David is a man of God's heart.
大卫是一个合乎神心意的人。
He knows that he is not able to keep his own heart.
他知道他没有办法来保守他自己的心。
He knows that he is not even able to know exactly what his heart condition is.
他也知道他甚至不能够完全的明白他心的那个光景。
Therefore, he prayed a prayer.
所以他就有一个祷告。
You find that in Psalm 139.
你就在诗篇第一百三十九篇那里找到。
Verses 23 and 24.
第二十三节跟第二十四节。
There you find he prayed a prayer.
你就发现他在向神有一个的祷告。
He said, God, examine my heart.
他说神啊，求你鉴察我的心。
And prove my thoughts.
知道我的心思。
And see if there is any wicked way in me.
在看在我里面有没有什么的恶性、
lead me in the way everlasting.
领我走永生的道路。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
David, he needs to pray that prayer.
大卫知道他需要有这样的祷告。
Because he knows our heart is deceitful.
因为他知道我们的心是这么的诡诈。
We may be deceived by our heart.
常常我们被我们的心来欺骗。
We do not know where our heart really is.
我们不知道我们心在哪里。
Whether it is still in tune with God's heart.
究竟我们的心是一直在神的面前呢？
Or it has been hardened towards God.
或者已经向着神心已经硬化了。
So he prayed, examine my heart.
所以他就在那里说，神啊，求你鉴察我的心。
And you prove my thoughts.
你就来看我的思想
to see if there is any wicked evil way in me
在看我的里面有没有什么的恶念
and this evil way in another translation is idolatrous way
这个恶念、在另一个解释就说淫乱的思想、
that is to say whether my heart is not pure towards you
就是说我的心、有没有、单纯的向着你、
whether I have a double heart a divided heart towards you
或者我 有两个心向着你没有忠心呢
Now, that is idolatrous way
这个就好像是一个拜偶像的心
You know what is idolatry
什么是拜偶像呢
It means that aside from God, you worship something else.
就是说除了神以外你去、敬拜另外一些的东西。
So David, he prayed.
所以大卫在这里有祷告。
He wants God to keep him in a pure heart towards God.
他 要神来保守他的心。
That his heart is perfect towards God.
就是他的心向着神。
Will not allow any foreign God in his heart.
就不让有另外的神在他的心里面。
That is David's prayer.
这个就是大卫的祷告。
That he may always walk in the way of everlasting life.
就叫他一生走这个一生走这个永远的生命的路。
And because he prays such prayer,
因为他这样的祷告
we find David becomes a man after God's heart.
我们就发现他就成为一个合乎神心意的人
and brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
I believe this is a prayer that we should pray every day
我相信这个是我们每一天应该有的祷告
because our heart is so important to our spiritual life
你知道我们的心对着我们的属灵的生命是那么的重要
if anything is wrong with our heart our whole being is out of God's way
假如在我们心里面有了什么的差错的时候，那么我们向着神的那一方就完全的就进到了误途里面。
We need to be humble enough to acknowledge that we do not know our heart.
我们需要降卑到一个地步，说我们不知道我们的心。
And we need to ask the Lord to examine our heart every day.
我们需要求神来鉴察。我们的心每一天这样的来做
so that our heart will be kept pure, perfect towards God.
好像我们的心被神保守到单纯的在他的面前
that our heart is always in tune with God's heart.
好像我们的心与他的心是在同一个一个的光景的里面
What he loves, we love.
他所爱的我们就爱
What he hates,We hate.
他所恨恶的，我们也恨恶。
What he desires, we desire.
他所渴望的，我们也是我们的渴望。
What he will reject, we reject.
他所不要的，我们也不要。
The Bible said.
神经说。
Blessed are the pure in heart.
那些蒙福的、清心的人， 就有福了。
For they shall see God.
因为他们必得见神。
You know, if our heart is pure,
你知道，假如我们心是单纯的、清净的
，we will see God daily.
我们就要能够见神。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，How many days have you passed without seeing God?
究竟有多少天你没有看见神呢？
We need to have a pure heart towards God.
我们需要在神面前清心。
Because this is the one thing that God is looking in us.
因为这个就是神在我们的里面所要看见的一个东西。
You know, the comment of the Holy Spirit concerning David.
你知道，圣灵对着大卫这样的讲。
He said, I have found David, a man after my heart.
我找到了大卫，这个人是合乎我心意的人。
That very word shows you how difficult it is for God to finally find a person.
这个话就讲明的，你知道，真是这么的艰难，神才能够找到一个合乎他心意的人。
We should all be men and women of God's heart.
我们都应该是神心意合乎神心意的人。
Because that's why we are created.
因为这个就是我们被造的一个原因。
This is the will of God.
这个也是神的旨意。
And yet today God has to search to try to find someone whose heart is really towards Him.
然而神今天要再这样用这么大的力量来寻找一个合乎他心意的人。
May the Lord find in us the man and woman of God's heart.
但愿神在我们的里面找到一个合乎他心意的人。
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we do want to thank thee.
亲爱的天父，我们要感谢赞美你。
Because thou dost do everything to restore man to be man of your heart.
因为你做了所有的工，为要找到一般的人是合乎你心意的。
Thou didst even send thy only begotten Son into this world.
甚至把你唯一的独生子送到世界上来。
To seek and to find the lost.
来寻找那些失丧的人。
Oh, dear Lord, we pray that thy love will constrain us.
我们在这里说主啊，愿意你的爱来遮住我们的心。
That we desire to really turn our hearts towards thee.
叫我们有一个渴望，就是把我们的心回转来归向。
Allow thee to not only examine us, but even to cure us.
让你来鉴察我们的心，也来医治我们。
That we may have a pure heart towards thee.
好叫我们向着你有一个单纯的心。
That we may see thy face day by day.
好叫我们在每一天的里面看见你的容面。
That we may know thy will.
对我们，叫我们知道你的心意。
And may do thy will.
来够做成你自己的旨意。
We pray that our blessed.Brothers and sisters here,
我们愿意在这里主你祝福众儿弟兄姊妹们
and bring us every one of us into that place,
把我们每一个人带到那个地步
where thou can be satisfied,
好叫你的心能够心满意足
and we give thee all the glory,
我们把所有的荣耀都归给你
in the name of our Lord Jesus we pray,
奉主耶稣基督的名我们祷告
Amen. Amen.